Welcome to the Choose This Day Bible Study Series, which is designed to bring understanding and decision about God and His Holy Word. My name is Pastor Daniel Mesa. I've been a Christian since 96. I was hired as a senior pastor after missionary service in the year 2000, and I was ordained in 2005. I've had the opportunity by God's providence to teach many people in many places, many things from the Word of God. And I'm very thankful to be here with you through video. This first study that we're going to go through is entitled God Revealed Through His Word. This is the first study guide that you can download for free right now at revelationwithdaniel.com. In the resources menu item, you'll be able to find the Bible studies linked there. You can download the whole series if you like, and please share them through social media with as many people as you see fit, that this word can get into the minds of many other people, and that God would bless us and keep us so that we can continue to learn what He wishes us to learn in preparation for the coming of His Son. The Bible instructs us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. So God presents Himself clearly in His Word, and He encourages us to seek and understand Him. So using the King James Bible, we'll be able to fill in the blanks. The slides that will be presented will have bold words. Those are the missing words that are in the study notes with the lines that you fill in. So if you'd like to, we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to go through some scriptures that will help us understand more about God. Holy Father in heaven, we ask that you would reveal yourself to us, that we may know and understand more about you from your holy word. Thank you for this opportunity, and bless us to this end, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So according to the Bible, Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Notice the Bible doesn't say the Lord our God is two lords or three lords. It says one Lord. Jesus understood that same concept, and you can see when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. In John 17 verse 3, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God," fill in that word true, "and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." So this true God doesn't necessitate that Jesus is not a true God. What's interesting here, though, is that we find out that Jesus considered his Father the true God, the only true God, and how? According to Hebrews chapter 8, you'll find that the Bible talks about a true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. That true tabernacle is the original tabernacle. The one here on earth that Moses was commanded to make in the Old Testament was an express image of that tabernacle in heaven. And in the same way, Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 1, is the express image of his Father, the only true God. So Jesus understood, and so does Paul. Paul knew what the Bible talked about when it was referring to God. Notice it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, "To us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." You'll notice in this scripture, Paul made it clear that there's one God, even the Father. And so it also said that all things are of the Father by the Son, Jesus Christ. So God the Father is the source of all things. And Jesus, if you will, is the conduit by which God does all things. That verse makes that pretty clear with the idea of the Father and by the Son. So we continue on in Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. "There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all," including his Son, "who is above all and through all and in you all." So the Father here is described in Ephesians 4. It talks about God, and it talks about him as the Father. So think about it this way, that we have God the Father, who has a Son, the Son of God, and we have the Spirit of God as well. God has a Son, and God has a Spirit. And so we have God the Father as the source of all things, and his Son, by whom he does all things. 1 Timothy 2:5 talks about there is one God and one mediator between that God, which is God the Father, and men. That one mediator is the man Christ Jesus. So this one God has a mediator between God and men. It's the man Christ Jesus, not the Son of God, the man. So he became a man, a human, so that he would be able to mediate between humans and God. That verse is quite profound, 1 Timothy 2:5. Notice it continues on, and Peter understands a similar concept of God the Father being the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he relates in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, the Father said, in whom I am well pleased. So one of the most famous verses in the Bible says a very similar thing, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, you can fill in that word loved with bold letters, that he gave his only begotten Son, something that he had, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So according to the Bible, God gave something. God gave his only begotten Son, because God had an only begotten Son to give. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Something you might be interested in, if you go through in your own time the salutations or the introductions of each of the letters that Paul had written, you realize that he addresses God the Father and the Son of God very often in each of the introductions. So God the Father is looking for people to worship him. And so we read in John 4, 23 through 24, the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can see that God here is seeking for people to worship him. He is seeking that you will have a relationship with him. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. And so God is seeking to comfort you, to instruct you, to guide you, to bless you. Why wouldn't we come to God the Father with such invitations as that? Genesis 1 verse 1 talks about, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Now I used to believe that every time you learned in the Bible about the Creator, you were speaking specifically about the Son of God, as Jesus is the Word and all things were created by the Word of God. Well, yes, that's true, Jesus is the Creator, but let's understand a little bit better what that means. Notice Malachi 2 verse 10, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Not two gods, but one God? Well, yes, and let's understand better what that means. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 verse 9, God wanted to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which, from the beginning of the world, hath been hid in God the Father, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Remember, 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6 says that all things are of the Father by Jesus Christ the Son. And so God created all things through or by his Son. And so it's consistent with the Scripture. God created the heaven and the earth. How? Through his Son. Psalm 62 verse 11 talks about, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God, and that would be God the Father. The reason I say that, if you think about it, Jesus in Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 said, all power has been given unto me. God the Father was able to give that power to his Son. And so Jesus has that power, delegated by his Father. So we can see that in Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth. So before any creation, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from that time, called everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So this is talking about the Father before he created anything. And we know that he created all things through his Son. So the Father is being referred to as before anything in that time called everlasting, he was and is God. Matthew 10, 29 through 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing or a small exchange? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father knowing. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So the Bible teaches that God knows everything about you. And he even knows what's bad. And he knows what's good. Even though he knows what's bad, he invites you to come and receive of him the mercy that he offers to you. For the Bible says in 1 John 3:20, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and he knoweth all things. If you feel depressed or discouraged, or you're anxious or fearful, God knows your heart, that it condemns you. But he also knows how to take care of your heart. So if you give your life to Christ, if you give your life to the Father through the Son, you will be blessed. Romans 11:33 says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So Exodus 34, verse 6 continues on with the same idea of God being merciful, and it says, the Lord passed by before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. And he's abounding in truth. That's why he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. He's full of mercy, and so he wants us to understand about his merciful character. Psalm 138, verse 8 says this, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And so God, being one that is a giver of gifts, it says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So God does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So is his Son. So we know and understand that God does all things through his Son. And God knows everything. God knows you. He is merciful. He is caring and loving. And so he wants you to continue to learn more as you study his word and be blessed as a result. Take your time to study Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. Read those verses and know and understand that God knows everything about you. And because he knows everything about you, he can bless everything about you. Turn yourself to him, and he is merciful. So as we continue to study, we can know from God's word that there is one God, a personal, spiritual being, the creator of all things, omnipotent, omniscient, and eternal, infinite in wisdom, holiness, justice, goodness, truth, and mercy, unchangeable, and everywhere present by his representative, the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you as we continue to study and grow in grace.